No, it's been good. We've had a couple of good days training this week, and all the knocks and niggles that we've carried into Saturday and after Saturday, get a little bit more time to heal. So, no, we've had a good week's preparation so far.
Yeah, was it nice to get back out on the training ground and not have a distraction of a match then?
Yeah, well, it's not a distraction, it's just the preparation all the time. You're recovering or preparing all the time. We've got a clear week this one and just a JPT next week. So, that's nice, because when you do get through a couple of rounds of the Capital Cup, Capital One Cup, then you know, your midweeks get filled very quickly.
Yeah, you've also got the MK Don game that's had to be fixed in now as well.
Yeah, league game, so yeah, that's the, I think, the start of December. That was the earliest we could fit that one in.
Mm. Looking back at the weekend a little bit, just give us a reflective thought, if you can, on what was a very late comeback.
Yeah, thrilled with the win and the manner of it. I just wish we'd have done it a little bit earlier, such as in the first half. Would have been nicer, because the game was there for us all throughout, if we'd just take it by the scruff of the neck, as we did in the last sort of 10 or 15 minutes. But generally, performance was very good. You know, nearly 30 shots in the game, and somebody's told me we're putting over 50 crosses as well, which is an incredible amount. So we were camped in there half a long period, so a lot of good things in the game, and really it shouldn't have gone down to the 97th minute.
Lots of praise coming in for James Wallace as well on our phone-in over the weekend. Lots of people saying that he was a man who seemingly now he's starting to find his own.
Yeah, he's just getting fit, and he's, you know, he's not there yet, he's not 100%. But yeah, I think what we have seen is the potential that he's got. We were very happy when we signed him, and it's been a problem that we haven't had him available so far. We thought this might be the case with him being out for such a long time, but we think he's a good player, and if we get him 100% fit, like Stefan Skugel, two good players to have.
Yeah, some fans might have been frustrated with the fact he came in. He's not been able to get a run in the side because of injuries. I imagine you were frustrated as well.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, and you know, and then, you know, Michael Higdon is showing signs now of getting up to speed as well. It's just time and patience. You know, if everything was ideal, we'd have everybody in the summer. You know, we've signed in May and June, everybody ready for pre-season, good 5-6 weeks under the belt. But football doesn't work like that.
Did you know it'd take time for Michael Higdon to settle in?
No, for them all. You know, 9 or 10 players coming in, it takes time for them all to settle in, and they all settle at different rates as well, and they take different times. So everybody's just got to be patient, you know. And think 12 months ago, you know, the club were bottom of the league, we're 7th in the league now. We've lost 2 or 3 games, yes, but generally we've had good signs from some of the performances. That's the inconsistencies that we're going to get for a while.
Because there were so many new faces, do you feel now your side is starting to get to know each other instinctively?
Not yet, no. Honestly, I don't think we're there yet. I think we're still quite a way short, which is nice that we're picking up results when that's the case. But no, I think we've got a lot more to do yet, and I think there's a lot more to come from quite a few of the players.
What you do seemingly have is desire and that determination to keep going throughout the entirety of matches. So many late goals that can be so crucial.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that shouldn't take time. You know, that should be there in the majority of players, and we hope it's there in the sort of characters that we bring in as well. It's the other side of it, the understanding and things and the pattern of play that will take time. But I think that for confidence, when you're scoring late goals, it does wonders.
How much of that is mentality and how much of it is fitness, being able to go until the 94th, 5th, 6th minute?
It's both. It's a whole package. You know, you never ever give in. You know, with the added time these days, I think the 6 minutes was justified on Saturday, and you hear the crowd as soon as it goes up. You know, it gives you another spell, a good 5-6 minutes at the opposition to get a goal. So, but even if there's a few minutes left, we keep going right till the end. Sometimes that's when teams are vulnerable in the last 10 minutes.
I wanted to ask you about Diego de Girolamo. Scored 3 goals for the under-21s this week. How close is he to possibly featuring in your plans?
Yeah, he's not too far away. We're hoping, if all goes well Saturday, he might feature on Tuesday at Hartlepool in the JPT. He's another one who's been niggles, you know, dogged by injuries in the last, even pre-season. And he's just, I think, the last 2 or 3 under-21 games, he's just started showing the form. So we're happy generally with the strikers, but if we can get Diego in there, we will do. And I think Hartlepool is a perfect chance.
Yeah, I was going to say, is the JPT, I guess, a good opportunity for you to be able to blood a couple of the young players you might want to have a look at?
Yeah, and just the squad players as much as young players, you know, as everybody's starting to get fit. And there's going to be, you know, 6 or 7 not getting a game at the weekend, so it's ideal for them.
Would you consider sending him out on loan, getting him some first-team experience lower down the football ladder?
Yeah, that's been, we've had a couple of clubs ask us about him, and we have thought about it. I think we've got to be, first of all, look after ourselves, and you know, let's see how he goes in the JPT if he plays, and make sure he's absolutely 100% fit and strong enough to go out and play if it is in League Two.
Because I guess loan deals can have a positive and a negative, can't it? If he goes away and it doesn't go too well for him, it can set him back.
That's the balance that we want to get. But it's physical as much as anything. We don't mind him going, you know, and getting a couple of knocks and getting 5 or 6 games in a month. That's no problem. But we want to make sure with his knee and everything that he's absolutely 100% before he goes out. Otherwise, it's not fair to the club as well. It's not fair to him and not fair to the club. We'd like him to get some experience. Got to be the right sort, and he has to be in the right state for it.
What about loan signings then? You said to us after the weekend you were hoping for 1 or 2. We're here on Wednesday lunchtime at the minute. Anything to tell us?
No, we think we're pretty close with 1 still. It's taking a bit longer than we hoped, but if all goes well, we'll have 1 in for Saturday.
Is that defensively?
Yeah.
And you're hoping that that might be able to be done in time for him to feature at the weekend? Or?
Yeah, that's the plan, is to try and get it done tomorrow with a view in training on Friday with us and being available for Saturday.
What sort of tier is he coming from? Is he Championship? Is he Premier League? What can you tell us without giving too much away?
Not a lot.
Got to keep asking.
I know, yeah, we understand. But, you know, we like to get the things done and signed, and then we'll announce it in due course.
What's the hold-up on it then? What's slowed things down?
Nah, it's just the club agents and the player himself, you know. They all got to get together and make sure that it's right for him. It'll only be a month initially, but we've got so many games coming up in the next month. I think we've got 5-6 league games. League Cup, we've got JPT, so the squad's going to be needed in full with 1 or 2 additions, we hope.
In terms of the second one then, you said possibly 1 or 2, anything on that?
No, not imminent, but we have put a couple of calls in, and it's one of those where if we really want to push for it, there might be a chance. But, you know, as people get fit, Jamal Campbell-Rice isn't far off now and might be involved Saturday. Jose's coming along very well as well at the moment, so there's no emergency for the second one.
And apart from Diego, any more inquiries for any of your players to go out?
No, not at the moment. I think, you know, with the case of Stevie and Steve McGinn and Ports, it's very much up to them. We're delighted to have them around. You can see the sort of value they had with the win down at Orient. But if they come to the stage where they want a few games, then we'll sort something out for them.
But you feel at this moment in time they're happy to be here and on the free?
Yeah, list? I hope so. They're not far off, you know. It just means that we've only had a couple of injuries. You know, with the 6 games that are coming up in the month, that all might change in a few weeks' time.
Team news-wise, then, you mentioned Jamal Campbell-Rice. Just how close is he?
Yeah, well, he's trained a couple of times this week, so if all goes well, we might get him back in the 18. But that'll mean one of those dropping out from Saturday. So we'll see how close he is on Friday.
He has shown some flashes at times, hasn't he?
He has. I think he was, from when he came on at West Ham, I think it was. Played very well there, and then at Preston, and then got the goal in the home game, the winner. So. He's that sort of player, I think. He'll have hot and cold spells. He just had a hot spell before he was injured. Hopefully he can pick that up again.
Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it? Because he can be so influential, but then he can also vanish in games.
Yeah, he can, but that's the sort of player you're not going to get. That sort of player who's going to be on the ball, you know, and at it for 90 minutes. They're very much sort of giving the ball, he'll do something. You can't expect him to do it for the whole game.
Jose Baxter's in there at this moment in time. We're just stood outside the training ground. He seems in good spirits despite the fact he's had a bit of a setback.
Yeah, no, he's okay. He's running, he's jogging, and that's a good sign when you've done a hamstring. So, you know, the initial thing was sort of 4 weeks-ish. Hope he might be ahead of that. But it was good the way, if you're going to do a hamstring, you don't want to do it running and sprinting. And he didn't do it. You know, he did it sort of shooting, which is a better thing, I think, than when you're at full pelt sprinting.
That's nice as well, isn't it, then, if it's not going to be a full 4 weeks like you think?
Yeah, we hope not, but you've got to be very careful with them. What we don't want is any setbacks, and then he does it again, and then it's a further sort of 5-6 weeks after that. So we'll be cautious with him, but he is going well at the moment.
Chesterfield this weekend then, they've had what's been deemed to be a very good start for them, and they're sat just a point behind you in the table. It's amazing how things from one club can seem so good, and other clubs, some fans get frustrated at how it's gone so far.
Yeah, but you know, with Chesterfield being promoted, I thought it was very telling in the summer when they didn't bring too many players in, you know, similar to Rochdale. I think when the manager and everyone's got confidence in the team that they've got, and that's what they've got, same as Rochdale, they've built up this team in the last couple of 2-3 seasons, great spirit about them. And I think they're absolutely relishing life in League One.
Have you been surprised by what you've seen of them so far?
No.
Not at all?
No, not with them or Rochdale, no. We saw them last season. We saw how good they were coming up. And say when the manager thinks we don't need too many additions, that can, you know, have a negative effect sometimes. It upsets all the spirit and everything that they've been building. So I think they've proved themselves already that they're, you know, a match for anybody in this league.
Set to be a big crowd as well there. Obviously, the Blades have sold out their allocation. It should be a tasty atmosphere at the Proact.
It will be. Not fussed on 1 o'clock kickoffs, really. You know, I can understand why, but we prefer the 3 o'clock kickoff. But it'll still be a good atmosphere, and you know we're going to have these local derbies with the likes of Barnsley and Doncaster. You know, so it's important we try and get something from them.
And it's when the mentality of the players is tested, isn't it? If they can stand up to the heat when it goes out into a derby match.
It is a big test for us because being away from home as well. When we go anywhere in our league at the moment, I think everybody wants to. Players looking forward to, you know, the big boys coming to town. But it'll be none more so than at Chesterfield.